Mara Georgescu, Educational Advisor at the European Youth Centre.
Why is the Council of Europe European Youth Centre welcoming a group of young farmers this week?
Well, our programme of activities in the youth sector focuses on some priorities which are linked with human rights, youth participation, social inclusion. So the presence of young farmers in this building these days is a way of including everybody, so really also young people that are not necessarily so much mainstream nowadays, in the process of youth policy and bringing human rights on the agenda. And also when we talk about food sovereignty, when we talk about a common agricultural policy and so on.
What does the Council of Europe have to offer such a group?
Some expertise in terms of supporting this group in the methodology of their activity and in making sure that their meeting goes beyond only just meeting each other and learning about their practices, but takes a step further in the direction of advocating for some important issues as food sovereignty or agroecology.
Is this a sector where the human rights message can find an audience?
I personally think that it's a sector where human rights discourse should be more present, because what we see today in Europe is that agriculture as such is put on a second step when it comes to economy. And I think that agriculture and producing food and being independently producing their own food means also promoting human rights and responding to human needs.
So what will you be doing this week then? What is the program?
The program is very exciting. We will be talking about food sovereignty. We will be talking about the common agricultural policy and the role of young farmers in making their voices heard and their opinions listened to in this process. We will be talking also about some issues that are not necessarily mainstream, but they are very important for at least for this group of young farmers, which is, for example, gender issues in when it comes to agriculture and the role of young women in agriculture. And we will be also looking at issues as advocacy. How can young farmers in Europe become more united, and how they can actually have a role when it comes to making policies and being involved? I think something that is very close to the heart of the participants we have this week is to become a group that is more visible. So not only to be isolated and doing their own stuff in their farms, but really coming together and bringing the message through at higher levels, the European level namely.
So in short then, this is part of the Council of Europe's networking operation throughout Europe.
This is quite a unique group, because this is the kind of young people we don't see very often in the media, in the public spaces. So I think this is really the heart of what the Council of Europe should be doing.
Mara, you've got a group of hard of hearing people at the Council of Europe Youth Centre this week. What will you be doing with this group?
This group will work on advocacy for the rights of people with disabilities. So they will be learning, first of all, the perspective of human rights when it comes to young people with disability. And from there, they will start working specifically on developing an advocacy plan for their youth organization. I think it's quite a unique group as well, because they are all hard of hearing themselves. So it's really a great example of young people taking initiative and not only being the objects of inclusion policies of people with disabilities. The group is quite happy actually also with linking with the processes that happen nowadays in the Council of Europe when it comes to the rights of young of people with disabilities, and also the recommendation that the Committee of Ministers passed last week.
Does this work that you're doing with this group of hard of hearing people, is it part of an ongoing programme of activities that the Council of Europe's embarked upon?
Yes, it is linked with two of our main priorities. One is social inclusion. We in the Council of Europe consider that a group like, for example, the Hard of Hearing Young People is one of the groups that are most likely in many European societies, even in 2011, to be discriminated or to be left behind. So what we want to do is to change the perspective on that and to make social inclusion a reality, at least for them. The second priority this is linked to is human rights. We see every group with each of its specificities as a group of human beings who actually should have access to the same human rights as everybody else.